القرآن القرآن القرآن
تفسير with مولانا شفيق حاجي on رياض الذاكرين
القرآن
نور فؤادك يا إنسان.
We go to the hadith firstly on the importance of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. An Abi Hurairata radiallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillahi, yatluna kitab Allahi, wa yatadarasunahu baynahum, illa nazalat alayhimus sakinatu, wa ghashiyatumur rahma, wa haffathumul malaikatu, wa dhakarahumullahu fi mana عنده أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. حضر أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, never do a people collect in one of the houses of Allah, and that is the masjid, reciting the Quran and reading it out to one another. But sakina, that's tranquility, descends upon them. Rahma, mercy enshrouds them. The angels throng around them, and the Almighty Allah mentions them in the assembly of the angels. So in the light of this hadith sharif, let us go to Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 246 to 248, and thereafter we follow its tafsir.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim.
Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Alam tara ila al-mala'i min bani Israel min ba'di Musa idh qalu li nabiyyin lahum ba'ath lana malikan nuqatil fi sabilillah. Qala hal 'asaytum in kutiba 'alaykum al-qital an la tuqatilu. قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين. وقال لهم نبيهم إن الله قد بعث لكم طالوت ملكا. قالوا أنى يكون له الملك علينا ونحن أحق بالملك منه ولم يؤت سعة من المال. قال إن الله اصطفاه عليكم وزاده بسطة في العلم والجسم والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. والله يؤتي ملكه من يشاء والله واسع عليم. وقال لهم نبيهم إن آية ملكه أن يأتيكم التابوت فيه سكينة من ربكم وبقية مما ترك آل موسى وآل هارون تحمله الملائكة إن في ذلك لآية لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
صدق الله العظيم. سورة البقرة revealed in مدينة المنورة. It consists of 286 verses. It is the second surah in the Noble Quran, and this surah has 40 rukus. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in verse 246 to 248, quite lengthy verses of this particular aspect of the Quran al-Kareem. So let us go through the translation of that verse. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر إلى الملأ من بني إسرائيل من بعد موسى إذ قالوا لنبي له مبعث لنا ملكا نقاتل في سبيل الله قال هل عسيتم إن كتب عليكم القتال ألا تقاتلوا قالوا وما لنا ألا نقاتل في سبيل الله وقد أخرجنا من ديارنا وأبنائنا فلما كتب عليهم القتال تولوا إلا قليلا منهم والله عليم بالظالمين. Did you not see the children of Israel after Musa alayhi salam when they said to their prophet, appoint for us a king so that we may fight in Allah's way? He said, would you then refrain from fighting if it was ordained for you? They replied, why should we not fight in Allah's way when we have been exiled from our homes and children? So when fighting was ordained for them all, save a few turned away, Allah is well aware of their wrongdoers. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ بَعَثَ لَكُمْ طَالُوتَ مَلِكًا قَالُوا أَنَّا يَكُونُ لَهُ الْمُلْكُ عَلَيْنَا وَنَحْنُ أَحَقُّ بِالْمُلْكِ مِنْهُمْ وَلَمْ يُؤْتَ سَعَةً مِنَ الْمَالِ قَالَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاهُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَزَادَهُ بَسْطَةً فِي الْعِلْمِ وَالْجِسْمِ وَاللَّهُ يُؤْتِي مُلْكَهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Their prophet said to them, Allah has appointed Talut as king over you. They said, how can he be given kingdom over us when we are more deserving of kingdom than him, since he has not been given any wealth? He replied, verily Allah has chosen him above you and increased him abundantly in wisdom and stature. Allah bestows his sovereignty upon whom he wills. Allah is all embracing, all knowing. وَقَالَ لَهُمْ نَبِيُّهُمْ إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِي سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ تَحْمِلُهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Their prophet said to them, the sign of his kingship is that the trunk carried by angels shall come to you bearing peace of reassurance from your Rabb and remands of that which was left by the house of Musa and Harun alayhi salam. Surely herein shall be a token for you if indeed you are believers. Jama'at al-Muslimin, three long lengthy verses of the Qur'an al-Kareem, here it mentions about the incident of the Bani Israel and the kingship of Talut. Now in these verses, as well as those still to come till the end of this part of the Qur'an al-Kareem, inshallah very soon, by tomorrow, we will be completing the second juz of the Qur'an al-Kareem. Subhanallah. May Allah accept whatever has been discussed. So an account where it will be rendered of the Bani Israel, in which lie numerous lessons for the ummah of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now after the demise of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, and many Anbiya alayhi salam followed in successions, some of the very popular ones recorded are Hazrat Yusha alayhi salam, Hazrat Shamu'un alayhi salam, Hazrat Shamwila alayhi salam, Hazrat Kali bin Yuqina alayhi salam, and Hazrat Hisqil alayhi salam. And all of these preached the teachings of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu salam and adhered to the Torah. Now, however, irreligiousness then crept into the Bani Israel, then which resulted in their subjection by the nations, that their lands were overrun and they, including the members of their royal families, were imprisoned and taxed. Thus, Jama'at al-Muslimin, they were made to suffer such oppression and tyranny after no leader to guide, having no leader to guide for them out of their predicament. So eventually, they approached one of their prophets, alayhi salam, who also grew up suffering the same plight as theirs, and requesting him to plead to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu to appoint for them a king who would lead them in jihad against their aggressors. Now in this way, they could drive these people out of their land. They requested for a king because they were used to being led by one. Jama'at al-Muslimin, the Nabi, knowing them well, expressed his fear that they would not keep up to their desire to fight due to their inherent cowardice. And here, they however argued that they had a strong reason to fight because they had been exiled from their own homeland and had been separated from their loved ones. In this manner, they were then very convincing. But when the time and order came to fight, the Nabi's worst fears were then realized, and all but a few were prepared to fight. The rest deserted the place, and refusing to fight, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appointed Talut as their king, who took charge of the army with the advice and guidance of the Nabi. Commentators mention here that the Nabi concerned here was Hazrat Shama'un alayhi salatu wassalam. And once the king was appointed, they went back on their word according to their habit as they did in the incidents of the in the previous. Where they, Jama'at al-Muslimin, they claimed to be more worthy of kingship than Talut, since he was not a wealthy person. As if to advise Allah on the matter, this is the strange mentality of man, that he considers the rich to be of status, even though they may be ignorant, foolish, and people who are committing sins. So the Nabi explained to them that Allah had chosen him since he possessed the criteria of a leader, and he was wise, therefore able to plan strategies as well as of powerful stature. Now, given these two qualities, together with adequate courage, any enemy could be destroyed. In the end, the decision of conferring sovereignty is Allah's, and none has the right to question him, nor present their opinion in the matter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here says that Wallahu alimum bidhalimeen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says Wallahu sami'un alim, Allah is all embracing and all knowing. Although, ya jama'at al-Muslimin, this is sufficient for any person to accept, yet they were presented with a sign to attest this choice of leadership. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told them, the sign of his kindness is that the trunk carried by the angels shall come to you bearing peace of reassurance from your Rabb and remands of that which was left by the house of Musa and Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. The Bani Israel always used this tabut, which we are referring here to the trunk, to gain victory over the enemies by placing it before them in battle. It was, however, seized by the enemy and lost to them. Now, here commentators have mentioned that this tabut contained two tablets of the Torah together with a few of their fragments, and the cane of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the turban of Hazrat Harun alayhi salatu wasalam, and some manna that was to be given to the Bani Israel. The sign to them was the return of this sacred carried by the angels. This was brought and placed before Talut. However, the possibility still exists for their stubbornness with the inherited nature of theirs to prompt them to reject the trunk. It was for this reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added that surely yain shall be a token for you if indeed you are believers. Allah says, Inna fi dhalika la ayatan lakum in kuntum mu'mineen. That surely yain shall be a token for you if indeed you are believers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the understanding of these few verses of the Quran al-Kareem. And inshallah by tomorrow, if Allah wills, we will complete inshallah the second juz of the Quran al-Kareem. Let us now inshallah make dua. Allah accept whatever tafsir we are doing every single morning, and let it be a lesson to us so that we can implement it in our lives. وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ.